My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing, or new, houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Last week, we talked about interior window inserts to reduce the heat loss through your existing windows. Here's another thing you can do to tighten up your windows. Most windows are built as a unit, which are placed in a framed opening. The framed opening is a bit larger than your window. That gap between the window frame and the house framing is a prime candidate for upgrading of insulation. You access this space by removing the interior window trim. Minimal expanding foam is a great material for filling that gap. You can buy it in cans that come with a straw-like application nozzle, or in cans that are fitted with a reusable application nozzle. That type of nozzle also fits cans of foaming construction adhesive. So you foam your gaps, give it time to cure, and reapply your window trim. When you reapply your trim, caulk all the edges to further seal the space. This is a great project to do when you're repainting. If you have older, double-hung windows that utilize the sash cord and weights, you can't fill the space, as it would no longer allow the cord and weights to travel freely. What you can do is replace the sash cord and weights with new track. The track being the sides that the sash travel up and down on. To do this, you remove your existing sash, stops, and parting strips. You set your existing sash in the new tracks, which you can cut to fit your window length. Set the sash and new tracks in your existing frame as a unit. This is held in place by stops or screws. You can then fill the space between the window frame and the house framing with insulation, as we discussed earlier. It's also likely in an older house that the window trim is coated in paint containing lead. As a homeowner, you are legally allowed to do this work, but do it smart. This includes isolating your workspace, being scrupulously clean in your work, wearing gloves and a mask, and wearing clothes that will be washed separately. Run your washing machine through a cycle empty afterwards. No eating, drinking, or smoking while you are working with lead-coated surfaces. If you are pregnant, nursing, or have kids around who you can't keep away from the work area, don't do it at all. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.